Department of Cultural Resources, State Library of North Carolina, Library Services Section, Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, presents Tar Heel Talk, Spring and Summer 2014, Issue Number 145. Who's New at NCLBPH? Circulation staffers are the people responsible for the physical details of getting your books to you. These folks pull your selections from the shelves, check them out, prep them for mailing, and deliver them to the post office. When you return your books, they inspect them, check them in, and shelve them. They process over 2,000 items every day. NCLBPH has so much mail, we have our own zip code. In the last year, two new members have joined the circulation unit. John Jones began working at NCLBPH in June 2013. He worked previously in retail, but decided to make a career change. Originally from Long Island, New York, John moved to North Carolina while he was in the second grade. John enjoys reading nonfiction books, especially books about history and spirituality. In addition to reading books, John also writes them. His first book is entitled God, the Bible, and Politics. He is currently working on another book about the intersection of politics and religion. John's favorite book, fittingly enough, is On Writing, a Memoir of the Craft by Stephen King. John highly recommends this book for all aspiring writers. I asked John, if you were stranded on a desert island and could have only one movie, which one would you choose? John's choice is Play Misty for Me, a 1971 American psychological thriller directed by and starring Clint Eastwood in his directorial debut. In a similar vein, I asked John, if you could sing one song on American Idol, which would it be? John chose Solace of You by the group Living Color. On January 2, 2014, Kent Bass joined the circulation unit. He previously worked with Habitat for Humanity and also volunteered at the library. When a staff position opened, Kent applied because he feels that his work at the library has real meaning for our patrons. Kent is quite the athlete and enjoys running, swimming, and working out. Like most staff members, Kent also enjoys reading, particularly mystery and horror stories. If he were marooned on a desert island with just one book, Kent would choose Night, written by Elie Wiesel. It is a compelling memoir of the author's experiences in the Nazi German concentration camps at Auschwitz and Buchenwald. Kent would choose the movie Born on the 4th of July as his sole movie on the island. If he could sing one song on American Idol, Kent would sing All My Life by Casey and JoJo. It is an uplifting song about realizing your dreams and would be so appropriate for that moment, Kent says. Our newest reader advisor, Richard Vincent, started with the NCLBPH in November 2012. Before joining NCLBPH, Richard, who prefers to be called Dick, worked for Borders Bookstore for 14 years. He has a long-standing interest in books. When asked why he decided to join the NCLBPH staff, he replied, "It seemed like an interesting place to work, combining books and being able to provide a service to people." Dick was born in Detroit, Michigan, and now lives in Cary. He has resided in North Carolina for 27 years, so he is practically a native now. As do many of our library employees, Dick enjoys a variety of reading materials. Some of the genres he enjoys are history, historical mystery/fiction, and horror. According to Dick, his current favorite book is The Terror by Dan Simmons. When he's not reading or working at the library, Dick also enjoys building scale models, stamp collecting, and movies. Fizz Boom Read, Children's Summer Reading Program. Announcing, the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped invites you to join our 2014 Kids Summer Reading Program. The program begins June 16th and runs to August 30th, 2014. Patrons ages 0 to 21 may register until July 31st. You can call the library to register or sign up on our website registration form. Read at least 5 books to win a prize. There will also be 2 trivia contests on our website. Answer all the questions and you can win an additional prize. For more information about the Kids Summer Reading Program, call NCLBPH at 1-888-388-2460 or visit our website at http://statelibrary.ncdcr.gov/lbph/. Fizzing and booming on July 2nd. Ever wanted to operate a bomb-diffusing robot? Perform fizzy chemistry experiments? Then join us on July 2nd at the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind in Raleigh, North Carolina, for our Kids Summer Reading event. We'll conduct fun fizzy experiments and host the Winston-Salem Bomb Squad. You'll get to play with a robot that diffuses bombs. You can try on a hazmat suit and hold a hand grenade. Not a live one. This kids event will be held at the gym at the Governor Moorhead School on July 2nd from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. The school is located at 303 Ash Avenue in Raleigh, North Carolina. All patrons 21 and under are invited to attend. Please call or email the library to RSVP. Our number is 888-388-2460, and our web address is http://statelibrary.ncdcr.gov/lbph/. 2014 Adult Summer Reading. The theme for this year is Literary Elements, which covers books about topics like science, technology, and inventions, fiction or nonfiction, or even groundbreaking literary works. The program starts July 1 and ends September 30, 2014. Call or complete our online registration form at https://www.emailimfoorm.com/capital-M0capital-N lowercase f 9 capital y lowercase d 5 capital t lowercase m lowercase x capital h capital o lowercase y capital a lowercase f 4 capital v 4 lowercase b lowercase l 7. Read as many books as you can that use the Literary Elements theme. We will use your patron record to keep count of the books you read. After you read 10 books, you receive a small prize. Top readers will be listed in the next issue of Tar Heel Talk. Tips for Better Service. Book and Magazine Returns. Please return digital magazines and books in their proper containers. You can tell the difference between national magazine containers and book containers because national magazines are in red containers with a raised emblem of a flag in a large circle on top and the word magazine in Braille. Local book or magazine containers are blue or gray and have either a Library of Congress seal with an eagle on top or a large flat circle with no design at all on top. National magazines and local books and magazines go to different addresses. Returning books in magazine containers means that books may go to the wrong address and be lost. Also, since magazines must be returned by specific dates, accidentally returning a magazine in a book container may disrupt your magazine service. Friends Corner. Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. President's Letter by Gary Ray. All Friends memberships expired at the end of December. The 2014 renewal letter is being sent out as I write this. Being a Friends member is one of the ways you can show your support for the work the library does. Each year, the Friends allocate money to fill up the cracks in the budget for our library. Of all the services I have gotten in North Carolina over the years, the one I cherish and use the most is the Talking Book program. This year, for the first time, we have an internet method for renewing your membership or becoming a Friends member. During the past year, we have expanded and upgraded our internet site, linking it with our new membership management system, MMS, and hooking up with PayPal so we can accept payments using credit cards. Our new website, www.friendsnclbph.org, is a major upgrade to our web presence. We invite everyone to drop by and visit the site to see what is there. Over the next year, we will continue to develop our site. The goal is to make it a resource for members and library patrons. Current members who want to use credit cards to renew their memberships will receive instructions in their renewal letter giving info on how to proceed to use this feature. We do use PayPal as our credit card processor. You do not have to join PayPal to use our interface to make payments. Folks who are not members may also use the internet to join the Friends on the membership page. The page gives instructions for mailing in payment, but allows new members to use the internet to join below these instructions. You also may use the internet through our PayPal interface to make tax-deductible donations to the Friends. We also can accept memorials through the interface. If you do not wish to use the internet to join or donate, we still have our standard method of joining, renewing, or making donations. Be assured that no matter how you do it, your membership or donation will be put to good use. If you have questions about the Friends or how to make payments, call me at 828-505-0299. The new membership management system gives us the ability to add more services to your membership and to allow better and faster communication between the leaders of the Friends and the membership. Once you have login information, you may poke around in the members section to see what is possible in the future. History Comes Alive Through Stories by Gary Ray. It was the end of May 1992, and boy, was it hot up on the Grave Hill. I was attending the Shelton Family Decoration at Shelton Laurel, a lush mountain valley in Madison County. Decoration is an old family tradition in the South, during which families visit the graves of deceased ancestors and decorate the sites. Our family decoration gatherings usually include a meal and then a trip up to the Grave Hill above Solomon Shelton's farm. I had been going to the decorations for years, but this year was to be something special. To beat the heat, we got in the car and cranked up the AC. We drove up to Solomon's farm past the standing chimney of Granny Judy's cabin. The cabin is long gone, but the chimney still stands as a sentinel where Judy Shelton's house once stood. Granny Judy was a fabled lady who lived in the house during the Civil War. She is said to be the lady who started our branch of the Shelton family. I had seen her chimney for my entire life, but knew nothing of its history. My father and I stood outside the car in the heat, gazing out over the valley. Daddy turned to me and asked if I wanted to see where my relatives who were shot by the Confederates for stealing salt were buried. I was flabbergasted. Here I was with a history degree from North Carolina State University, and I knew nothing of my family's ties to the Civil War. Sweating, we trekked up the little knob behind Granny Judy's chimney. We struggled through vines until we came upon a very old graveyard. Through the surrounding trees, we saw a few simple rocks standing guard around the graves below. At the very summit of the little knob lay a modern flat stone engraved with the names of those killed in what I later learned was the Shelton Laurel Massacre of January 1863. Daddy told me that Granny Judy had the bodies of those killed and buried down by the creek moved to this knob above her cabin sometime after the event. This revealing trip to the secluded knob started me on a long search for information about what happened on January 18, 1863. I learned that there was a guerrilla raid on Marshall in early 1863. The guerrillas primarily searched for salt, which was the only way people had to cure meat in those times. The raid on Marshall so upset the local Confederate leaders that they arranged to invade my family's valley a few weeks later. They rounded up 15 men and boys as suspects. It is very unlikely that any of these prisoners had actually participated in the original raid because most of the men had fled into the mountains when they heard the rebels were advancing. The night before the massacre, two of the prisoners escaped. The remaining 13 prisoners were held in Granny Judy's cabin and most likely expected to be marched to town and tried. But that was not to be. During the morning of January 18, the rebel soldiers and their prisoners started marching down the creek toward the mouth of the valley, and instead of being taken in, they were summarily shot and buried by the rebel detachment. All of this might have gone unnoticed, except for the fact that the Civil War governor of North Carolina, Zeb Vance, was from Weaverville, which is near Madison County. Vance was so incensed by the act that he urged investigations. He wanted to see that the rebel soldiers who had done the deed were punished. Civilians were not to be shot without due process of the law. Marauding soldiers of the opposing side could be shot, but not civilians. The rebel soldiers claimed that the men and boys who were shot were guerrillas and could be executed. In the aftermath of the killings, there were trials, jail breaks, and military protection of those responsible. Not much ever came of all these efforts, but the story of the killings up in the small mountain valley remained. What seemed to be a footnote in a violent civil war would not die. The killings were featured in the smash hit Cold Mountain by Charles Frazier. The story continues today with mentions and themes in many modern works. For example, in the book The World Made Straight by Ron Rash, the killings are featured prominently. This book is available in our library collection. The book number is DB64714, but I haven't read it yet. The most definitive book on the killings was written by Philip Pallerdan and was recorded on tape by the library. It is the first in-house recorded book the library has transferred to the digital format. The book number is DBX998. You may either download the book from the library's website or get them to send you the book on a digital cartridge. We are pretty sure that the original guerrilla band included members of my Shelton family, and it is almost sure that none of those killed went on the raid. But I would never have known anything about it without my daddy taking time to share the story on that hot grave hill. My father has long since gone to his reward, but he and the Shelton family stories live on in my memory. I learned a powerful lesson that afternoon. Never lose the opportunity to listen and learn from those who came before us. We can read about history, but knowing those who lived it gives new meaning to family. How to use Bookshelf on your digital talking book machine. The DTBM, Digital Talking Book Machine, contains software that allows it to read more than one book stored on a USB flash drive, also called a thumb drive, or a digital cartridge. This is known as Bookshelf Mode. To enter Bookshelf Mode, hold down the green square Play/Stop button at the front of your digital machine. After about 5 seconds, you will hear a beep and the machine will announce Bookshelf. Then it will announce the name of the book that was most recently played. To move to another book, press either the Rewind, RW, or Fast Forward, FF, buttons. These are triangular white buttons on either side of the Play/Stop button. For example, if there are 5 books stored on the flash drive or cartridge and the last book played was in the second position, press FF to move forward to the 3rd book or press RW to move back to the 1st book. The player always announces the titles of the books. Descriptive Video Service. Our Descriptive Video Service, DVS, is made possible by the State Library of North Carolina and the Friends of the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. DVS movies have a voice describing actions, characteristics, and dress of the actors, as well as details of the scenery or setting. This descriptive voice speaks during the time when there is no dialogue. These videos and movie discs can be enjoyed by everyone, both sighted and visually impaired. Our videos and movie discs play on ordinary VCRs, DVD players, and televisions. The library does not loan or repair video equipment. Currently, we have over 500 videos in our collection, including older and contemporary titles, as well as titles for children. You must be an active library patron to join the DVS Club. There is a one-time membership fee of $20. However, if you lose or damage a movie, you will need to join again by paying another $20. All movies go through the mail, Free Matter for the Blind. Individuals may borrow 1 movie at a time. Institutions may borrow up to 3. The loan period is 3 weeks. When we receive your membership form and fee, we will send you a catalog of DVS titles, which you may use to order movies. The library staff doesn't make movie selections for you. It is your responsibility to ensure that the library has a list of requests. You may send your requests by mail or phone in up to 12 at a time on our toll-free line at 1-888-388-2460. You may send as many requests as you like, but we can't send the movies in any particular order or guarantee a specific time when they will be sent. Please order your movies by catalog number. As we receive a returned movie in the mail, we will send another. Please remember that we only send another movie if you have requests on file and if your requests are available. As new titles are added to the collection, they will be listed in the library's newsletter, Tar Heel Talk. We update the catalog every 2 years. If you have questions about the DVS program, call us at 1-888-388-2460. Descriptive Video Membership. Join today. Call the library toll-free at 1-888-388-2460 to request a catalog in the following format: large print, digital, or braille. Recently added movie disc titles: The Guilt Trip, MD-001303, The Call, MD-001304, Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters, MD MD001305, Broken City, MD001306, Pain and Gain, MD001307, G.I. Joe Retaliation, MD001308, Iron Man 3, MD001309, Olympus Has Fallen, MD001310, World War Z, MD001311, Now You See Me, MD001312, Epic, MD001313. Library closing dates. Independence Day, Friday, July 4, 2014. Labor Day, Monday, September 1, 2014. Veterans Day, Tuesday, November 11, 2014. Come get something noble today. NOBLE, North Carolina Bard Local, is a service similar to Bard, but for locally produced digital braille and digital talking books and magazines available for download. Digital talking books and digital braille volumes will be added quarterly as they become available. All digital talking books available from Noble are produced in a format that can only be read on an NLS-approved player. Just like Bard, downloaded audio files are zipped and need to be unzipped onto a flash drive to play. The following locally produced digital braille books are available for download: Haunted Wilmington and the Cape Fear Coast. These 14 tales of ghostly sightings in southeastern North Carolina date from the early 1800s to the present, some horrifying, some whimsical, some bizarre, all, according to the people who witnessed them, true. For senior high and older readers. BRX02132 by Brooks Newton Pryke. Length 1 volume. More Than Petticoats, Remarkable North Carolina Women, presents detailed portraits of 14 extraordinary women from North Carolina's history who transformed the lives of those around them. Discover Emmeline Jameson Pigott, a Confederate spy. Mary Martin Sloop, a physician, community leader, and child welfare advocate in the hills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Maggie Axe Wachacha, a healer, teacher, and Cherokee leader. Cornelia Phillips Spencer, who helped liberate the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and 10 others who each directly address the challenges of their respective times and places. For senior high and adult readers, 2 volumes. By Scotty Kent, Volume 1, BRX02133, Volume 2, BRX02133. Library patrons, please note, this newsletter is available in Braille and on digital cartridge. If you would like to receive this publication in Braille or digital cartridge, call us toll-free at 1-888-388-2460. A total of 11,500 copies of this publication were printed at a cost not exceeding $1,700, or approximately 14 cents per copy. Funding for the issue is being provided by the Friends of the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Tar Heel Talk is a quarterly publication of the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library Services Section, State Library of North Carolina, Department of Cultural Resources, State of North Carolina. Governor Pat McCrory, Secretary Susan W. Klutz, State Librarian/Director, Cal Shepard, Section Chief, Jan Reagan, Regional Librarian Carl Keene. Editor Gina Powell. Editorial Staff Deborah Barnes, Margaret Evans. 1841 Capitol Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27635. Voice 919-733-4376. Fax 919-733-6910. TDD 919-733-1462. Toll free 1-888-388-2460. Email nclbph@ncdcr.gov. World Wide Web homepage http://statelibrary.nclbph/index.html. Internet catalog and ordering site http://webopac.klas.com/ncbph. Read by Florence Nash and monitored by Ann Shattuck at the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, June 2014.